Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 4th chapter, verses 21 to 41. And he said to them, Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed, and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And he said, The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. And he said, With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples he explained everything. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, Let us go across to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Gary Heintz from Redeemer Lutheran Church, Caquabeca Falls, Ontario, Canada.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus teaches us to pray, Thy kingdom come. We're taught in Luther's Small Catechism that God's kingdom comes without our prayers, but we pray that God's kingdom would come among us also. And it does. God's kingdom comes as a lamp providing light. It exposes your deeds of darkness. And you are called out of darkness into Christ's marvelous light. You, as the people of God, are called to hear that word and understand it. Not to be like those who heard the parables and remained in darkness. Jesus says, If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. That doesn't always happen. Some don't pay attention. Jesus clearly states, To the one who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Tragically, some stop listening. They absent themselves from church so that they aren't confronted by God's word. They harden their hearts. They avoid the place where Christ's kingdom comes. They make statements like, I outgrew Christianity. Let me be blunt. They don't outgrow it. They stop receiving the gifts Christ is giving. They reject the kingdom that is coming to them. Why do I say they don't outgrow Christianity? Because you can't outgrow Jesus. In your lifetime, you'll never plumb the depth of God's word. You'll never become holy or righteous in and of yourself apart from Jesus. You're not able to understand the mysteries of God apart from what he reveals to you in Scripture. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? There is always opportunity for growth in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to better understand God's will for your life, to rejoice in his salvation and forgiveness, to have God's kingdom come to you again and again and again. Jesus' parable describing the kingdom of God makes that work of God's kingdom clear. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, but he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. St. Paul says it well in 1 Corinthians. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. By the kingdom of God that comes to you, that seed is sown and God creates growth in your life. Growth as you are watered in baptism, given faith. Growth as you come to the Lord's table and are nourished. Growth as you study God's word and understand it. Growth as you hear the words, "You are forgiven." And all of this growth is so that we would grow in every way into him who is the head of this kingdom, Jesus Christ. And when the grain is ripe, God will put in the sickle. He will gather you into his eternal home. For the Lord our God shall come and shall take his harvest home. From his field shall in that day all offenses purge away, give his angels charge at last in the fire the tares to cast, but the fruitful ears to store in his garner evermore. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, thy kingdom come. Amen.
We thank Pastor Gary Heinz from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Caquibeca Falls, Ontario, Canada, for today's meditation on God's Word.